We're talking with Dr. Brian Arnall, of course, from Oklahoma State University. Brian, you indicated here at this demonstration plot for winter canola that top of mind when it comes to fertility and those considerations for our crop, you got to check your pH values before you go in and actually plant.
Absolutely. Over the years, we're finding out as far as soil goes, soil pH has been a very critical thing. You know, as I mentioned during the plot tour, our wheat breeders have done a fantastic job of breeding aluminum-tolerant wheat varieties, and we're able to go in a lower pH and have good production levels. We just don't have those canola varieties and hybrids available. They start losing yield below 5.5, and we can have complete yield loss in the low fours. Complete stand loss period. So soil pH is very critical, and putting a field to canola will often show you where you have hot spots or low pH spots when the rest of the field might be okay. So canola is actually a good way to spot some of the variability you can have in your field, and there's been some very simple methods to do some variable rate lime application just by going over some of those bad spots in the winter.
So lime is a key component probably of getting a successful canola crop.
Absolutely. The first component is always soil testing. Make sure you have a good soil sample, a composite for the entire field at minimum. If you're able to break the field up into smaller units, zones, or what be it, it's even better. But get a soil sample. Take a look at the pH, and of course N, P, and K and sulfur are also really important when it comes into the canola crop.
We've heard some talk by some growers about some of the micronutrients having a lot of impact that they feel. What's the research telling you?
So far, what I can say from Oklahoma State's research is if the soil sample says there's enough nutrient in the soil, we've not had a response, and that's over several hundred locations where we've done response studies. So, unfortunately, we've not had a soil that had a low soil test to see how the response is at those low levels. But everywhere our soil sample says there's enough sulfur, boron, and chloride and all those micros, we've not had a yield response when we apply that fertilizer. But again, the soil sample is the key. If your soil sample says you are low in sulfur or boron, we need to look at getting that application out and making sure the crop is up to 100% potential.
For our wheat producers, what are you seeing right now from a nutrition, nutrient point of view with all the stress that we've had on the crop between drought and the freezes?
As I've driven across the state from south to north, I'm seeing a lot of fields that are deficient in nitrogen. You know, I think it is a multiple confounding factor. One is that we probably went as a statewide level low on our inputs going in since we had such dry soils. Fertility up front was greatly reduced, and then came into the season, all of a sudden now we've got growth and it's showing up and may not have gotten enough down. We also, from a lot of fields, I think we may have an issue with shallow rooted crop. We are not getting full soil exploration and getting good exploring of the soil to get to those nutrients, pick up some of those nutrients, and we're seeing deficiencies from that. And at the same time, we also have some background soil chemistry and management issues with our breakdown and release of nitrogen. We may have had more tie-up in the springtime than we normally would have because of our weather pattern. We may have had release in some areas. I've seen fields that have traditionally always been fertilized well, and I know the rates are right, are deficient. And others that are typically fertilized under are okay. We've just got so many things going on with the environment this year. It's been a tough call to get everything right. So I've seen a lot of deficient fields, and a lot of fields are really good. And it was a tough call on what the reason was in that particular spot.